Good morning, everybody. Great to see everyone here. Jason here for another Wealth Coffee Chat. Thanks for joining me. We're back. For those who missed it, because everybody did, because my mic was muted. Hey, good morning. There's Trevor, all the way from WA. Hope you're safe over there, Trev. Every morning, get together with some cool crew, and we talk about property and do some, you know, some chatting about the world of investing. As I say, this thing, property investing, is a marathon, not a sprint. And we need to keep ourselves in this game, medium to long term, for this stuff to work. It's certainly not a get-rich-quick scheme. We all know that one. It certainly has plenty of moving parts in the game of property investing. So each morning, get together with the team, the crew, and have a bit of a chat about keeping ourselves on track, on target, to make this thing go the distance and enjoy the process of building a property portfolio. Today, I wanted to talk about the property clock. And maybe just go through that for a few minutes, just to sort of, you know, maybe get our heads around it a bit, because sometimes I think it's a bit confusing, and we want to make sure we don't underestimate it, but don't overestimate it, because sometimes the property clock doesn't really fit, it doesn't really work. So join me over at the whiteboard. You guys are awesome, by the way. Join me over at the whiteboard for a little bit of a lesson here today. So just going to pop in and do this one. So, gang, what is classically known in the world of property investing clock? You know, you get the 12 o'clock here, you get the 6 o'clock here, you know, the 3 and the 9. And classically, everyone talks about a boom and a bust, right? And we'll do the bust side. Now, that is a very simplistic way of describing what a property clock or a property market does. But let me take you through the property clock here, or a version of the property clock that I like, and then let's take a look at something a bit more effective when we're having a look at marketplaces and understanding market movements, and maybe how we can use the property clock to your advantage. Now, there's in our world, we've split it up into four pieces, just so we understand the best or the simplest way of really getting our heads around this part of the property clock. There's four bits in here. This section between 6 and 9, we call that the momentum part of the market, okay? This is when the momentum, and for those who are listening in the podcast, where think about 6 o'clock on the clock, technically, they call that the bottom of the market. I heard this the other day, which I thought was quite funny. If you try and pick the bottom of the market, the only thing you'll end up with is a smelly finger. Pretty gross, I know, but you get the point. Nobody knows, nobody understands or has a crystal ball to predict the marketplaces and be perfect at the marketplace. But really, at the end of the day, for us as property investors, we want to know when is the best time for us to enter the market. If we're in acquisition mode, if we're in buying mode, well, when can we, we're going to make a purchasing decision, what sort of is the best position for us to enter the marketplace and maybe get the most out of that entry, okay? So momentum part of the market, from 6 to 9, call it a booming part of the market from 9 to 12. Then call it a busting part of the market or reduction part of the market from 12 to 3. And then from 3 to 6, we usually call that a sideways part of the market or a cooling market, right? So what can you do in these sections of the marketplace? Now, one thing I want to point out with these quadrants of the property clock, it's never linear. It's never linear. It doesn't move at a fixed pace, okay? So, you know, if, for example, let's talk about Western Australia or Perth, right? Perth has been at or slowly declining for over 10 years, or around about 10 years, slowly declining from the peak of the mining boom to what would be considered the bottom of the Perth market. Okay, so it took 10 years to go down to the bottom of that Perth market. So it sort of went up really fast, and then like literally a 10 year, you know, trajectory like this, and now we've had a turn. So, you know, the time frame between an up, maybe 5 years, you know, a down, and now we've got a bit of a turn, 1 year, those time frames are not linear, okay? So I just want everyone to understand that part for today. But the property clock, I want to make it basic. I want to make it simple in the start of this idea, and then we can sort of sink our teeth into it a little bit further when we get to buying or potentially acquiring a property. So the momentum part of the market, moving from a bottom or a stable market, that can be called stable as well. That market is stable. You know, there's not a lot of volume going on. It's just kind of, you know, ticking along. This is a great place to enter the market, okay? We like the idea of, if we can, buying into a 6 to 9 o'clock marketplace, if possible. Now, it doesn't, it's not, you don't have to, but this is a good time to enter this market. And why? Because if we enter in this point of the market, we are looking, if we put in, let's say, a deposit of $80,000, 80K, well, over the next maybe 3 to 5 years, that 80K might be returned from that marketplace, because we enter at that point and maybe we can extract our 80K at this point, okay? Now, if you guys are following along here, I've done a video called Equity Lock, and this is a perfect video to try and go and track down, the Equity Lock video, okay? Where we enter the market where there's some momentum, choosing the bottom. You don't know when that market's going to move. If you buy a property at the bottom of the market, it could languish. It could languish for 10 years. You might have purchased well, but it might chip away. It might stay stagnant. It might, just not go anywhere. So we want to maybe enter the market at a good time where there's some momentum in the market. That's important. Booming markets right now, I would say, a lot of the Australian marketplace is in and around this section. Now, that's not to be worried about. That's not to be afraid of. The market is moving your way. And buying in a booming market or a moving market is actually quite good if you know what you're doing. One of the values of being in the Positive Real Estate Mentoring Program is getting access to exclusive deals in here, in a booming market that no one else can get access to, and you're not competing with the rest of the market for overpriced property and hoping that the market continues on to make up for that $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 that you might have paid extra because that market is moving. A boom market is perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with buying in a boom market. Take advantage of a boom market if you can when you get a chance, because the reality is, this is where you can recycle your equity. This is where you can remove some of that cash and purchase the next property. So I think right now we're going to have some good opportunity to do that if we keep our eye on the prize, gang. Okay, so the momentum in the boom market. Now, over here, I just want to talk about bust and bottom. So this is when it's a great time to buy on this side. Often, if you are in, now hear me now, if you're in acquisition phase and you've got a small amount of capital or cash, okay, you want to be buying into a momentum market because you want that equity and cash to turn over to buy the next one. Now, there's nothing wrong with buying in a market that is adjusting or even maybe having some struggles if you buy a property on this side with a discount. Okay, so this is on the bust and the bottom or the stabilizing market, because you can underwrite some of your risk by just getting a very good price. And when this usually on this side, if you're thinking of it over here, this is kind of like a seller's market, sellers. And usually over here, this is where, buyers are getting advantage of the property clock, right? You can get a discount. You might have to pay a bit more. And over here, you can get a bit less. By and large, it all sort of evens out. My point is, on the on this side, the bust or the stabilization part of the property clock is where you can get a bit of a discount. And often the opportunity at this point, and this is where this is something I'm probably diving a bit deep into a lesson today, but that's cool. The ability for you to buy closer to something, let's say this is the CBD. When a market is struggling, you can get your money closer to some infrastructure for the same money. It's called buying proximity, okay? When a market is booming, like what's happening right now, in Brisbane, we used to be able to buy a really good quality $500,000 house, 20K from the CBD, and now we're 30K from the CBD. And probably by the end of it, it could be a little bit further out. Now, that is what happens in a boom market. It goes that way. In a contracting market, your ability to purchase goes this way. Okay? So you get closer to the CBD as we go along. Well, there was a few concepts in this one today. so hopefully that made sense, gang. With the property clock, we want to make sure we understand the different parts of the property cycle and not be afraid of any of them. At the end of the day, right now, in most major locations, there is momentum in the market. But again, that doesn't mean you should buy anything and it'll go up. That is not going to occur. Quality stuff will accelerate. And if you guys go out in any open home at the moment or anywhere, the quality properties are the ones that accelerate the furthest, and the quality properties are the ones that do not contract as far or at all when there's adjustments in the marketplace. Now, don't miss this part with the property clock. You buy quality now, don't buy rubbish now. Don't buy rubbish, okay? Buy quality now, because when there is contraction, and there is always, forever, there will be contraction in every market after expansion. That's just normal. That's not abnormal, gang. Your quality properties will stay higher in value, stay higher in rent compared to the rubbish properties. So don't compromise on your quality in these kind of momenting or booming marketplaces. Well, hopefully that made sense. I'm going to pop back over to my desk. So keep with me here. So hopefully that made sense today, gang. As we navigate our buying and whatever. Alison sort of said, tenants don't like to hear that they need to pay more or move further out. That's for sure. But that's how it is in a boom. You're dead right, Alison. That is how this game works. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't get to write the rules of this game, right? The rules are the rules. What is going to happen is going to happen. You need to be, as a property investor, sharp on it, ahead of the game, not being influenced by emotions and media mayhem. We need to be keeping our eye on the prize, Right now, the media is overpumping it. Right? They're going, oh, everything's going to go up. Everything's going to rise 20%. Rubbish. Not everything will rise 20%. All right? And even if something does go up 20%, when the music stops and the lights go on, ladies and gentlemen, that's when the quality of your property will stand the test of time. Don't buy rubbish. Buy good quality and buy good location, and you'll be in good stead through all parts of that cycle. Anyway, hopefully that made sense, gang, because I want to try and communicate that today. For those listening in on the podcast, if you do get a chance, I did scribble on the board today. It was very colourful. I'm not quite sure it was of use or not. Hopefully it was, gang. So if those who are listening to the podcast, maybe track that down if something wasn't making a huge amount of sense as we were chatting along. All right, gang. Well, that's it from me. It was a long one today, probably a bit too long. But anyway, hopefully you're all awesome and well. And join me tomorrow for another coffee and a chat around about the same time, 8 a.m. And we'll keep trying to make sense of this thing called property investing. Like I've said before, a few shout outs. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, Wealth Coffee Chats on iTunes and Spotify. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good to see you guys and girls. Have an awesome day. Adios. Bye.